September 9th, 2021. That was the day that the Ender Library podcast launched its trailer, following up with its first episode being released a week later. Since then, the podcast has surpassed 10,000 plays, over 250 listeners weekly, and has investigated many different theories and questions along the way. Today, let us take a dive into the story behind the podcast, the secrets of its host, and the plans for the future. Welcome to the Ender Library Podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 10K special episode of the Ender Library Podcast. My name is Shadow, the host and head librarian on the show. First of all, I can't believe that I'm actually making this episode. As of April 8th, 2022, almost 7 months to the dot from the launch date of the podcast had reached 10,000 plays. I cannot thank all of you listeners enough for this great achievement that I got and for all the support that you guys have shown this podcast over the months. I mean, to show the improvement, the first week of the podcast, when I launched the trailer, I got 8 listens. Since the release of last week's episode, we have passed 950 listens in 1 week, which is mind-blowing to me. But anyways, I should get on track. Today's episode is going to be packed with some various different segments, including a Q&A, some announcements, some discussions with guests, and more. So, sit tight, grab a drink and a snack, and enjoy the show! Kirithil wandered the aisles of the library, mindlessly staring at the book titles as he passed by. There were so many to read, so much knowledge to take in. Suddenly, he got the urge to step outside of the library, to take in the view of the grandiose structure. And that was what he did. As soon as he stepped outside the large doors, a wave of nostalgia hit him. He remembered when he first stood there, staring at the doors, windows, and walls of this vast building, wondering what he would find inside. It has been a while since that day. He had found so many different books, he had asked different questions, and found out so much that he never even thought of before. Suddenly, out of the corner of his eye, Kirithil noticed a group of library patrons walking towards him. Intrigued, he turned around to greet them. He talked with them, and he realized that they had some questions for him about his experience and adventures. Glad to share some of his own story, Kirithil took a seat and began to answer the first question. Right. Anyways, before we continue on to the most looked forward to segment of this episode, I do want to quickly point out some things that people have asked me about the emails and their theories and suggestions. So the way things currently are is that you guys send in your theories and suggestions, contradictions, questions, all those things either to my email, enderlibraryhost@gmail.com, or in the theories and questions channel on the Discord server, which will also be linked in the show notes below. Now, I do have some of you guys asking me when am I going to feature your theory and stuff like that, and I am going to clarify this once and for all that I am planning on covering your theories. However, do keep in mind that there are plenty of other people submitting theories as well. I also want to try and do as much decent research as possible on theories, fact check them, do my own research on them, research on other things as well, and I've also got real life things to do. So, I do promise that at some point in time, I am definitely going to cover your theory, no matter what. It just might take some time, of course. Now, that doesn't mean I don't want more theories and questions coming in. I want to see more theories and questions coming in, because I feel like the best theories and questions that I can find about Minecraft actually come from you guys, the listeners, instead of my own head or from big YouTubers. So keep sending in those theories, and just remember, it might take some time for me to get to them, but I will cover them at some point in time. Now that that small little notice is out of the way, let's get on to what has probably been the most anticipated segment for this entire episode, the Q&A. You guys have sent in a number of questions for me to answer, so I should probably get to it, and I'll try and answer them as best I can. First on the list from Enderel for the Enderfolk, why don't you have Minecraft? Of course, this is going to come up sooner or later. Now, it's probably a really simple answer. My parents just didn't allow me to have Minecraft, of course. I wasn't really allowed to have video games at all in my house. So, like, I never had a gaming console of any kind, be it a Wii, a Nintendo, PlayStation, Xbox, VR headsets. I haven't had any of that. And consequently, I've never played any of those big games such as Fortnite, Roblox, let's see, what else? Red Dead Redemption, GTA, and of course Minecraft. I've mainly just played web games. So I guess the main reason why I don't have Minecraft is just mainly because my parents didn't allow me to have it. Next on the list, what version of Minecraft do you prefer the most? From Scratch for the Enderfolk? I don't know. If I was, let's see, I don't remember all the numbers. I think personally, at this current moment, from existing ones, I think I enjoy 1.16. However, I am really looking forward to 1.19 with everything that it offers and all the new blocks and all the lore that's hidden as well from everything that I've seen. So I think if we're going with existing, I would say probably 1.16 was my favorite. And if ones that are going to come out in the future or upcoming ones, 1.19 with the wild update. So, right, next on the list from Broken Birth with the Nether Dwellers. Do you prefer to play games alone or with friends? And I guess this is also going to go back to my video game thing. Since I've never played many video games at all, I've mainly played web games, be it on Lego.com, some strange website that I might have found, or .io games. It's really tricky to answer. However, I've played a lot of different board games and sometimes card games. And of course, some trading card games, mainly Magic the Gathering and Yu-Gi-Oh! So I think it really depends on, I guess, the situation or the mood that I'm in. Stuff like that. So I think it really depends. And then the follow-up questions from Broken Burger. If alone, what is your favorite single-player game? Actually, what do I... Let's see. I think for single players, I'm going to have to go back. I'm going to have to either say general sniping games, or I guess like sniping shooter games, or free-for-all matches. So let's see, like Crunker.io, Crazy Shooters 2 as well, and probably like Air Wars. Those are all web games. So, and if I was going to say in person, like single player, maybe. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not quite sure, I would say. But yeah, I guess single player games probably just shooter simulators or free-for-all shooting games. Multiplayer game. Okay, next, also if with friends, what's your favorite multiplayer game from Broken Bird as well? That one's a bit easier to answer, probably. I haven't played any multiplayer games online for some reason. There were maybe some team games on IO games, but I'm not gonna cover that. For multiplayer games, I just have to go with board games in general. So I think probably my favorite ones so far will probably be Terraforming Mars, Star Wars Monopoly, Wingspan. Yeah, I'm looking at some the books, the games on my shelf. I would say maybe Catan as well. But yeah, I think those are probably my, and maybe also Harry Potter Clue are probably my favorite multiplayer games. Let's see. Risk is also kind of nice. What else? Dixit is actually quite nice. Dixit is kind of relaxing. Let's see, so that's for that one. Next is, what is your favorite game other than Minecraft, also from Enderoth 303? Again, it's tricky to say. So I think I'm gonna go for like a couple categories. Favorite game other than Minecraft, I guess, to watch, or like a game that I don't have? I think, other than Minecraft, like if I was going to go with like a big video game, I think I would probably have to go with. I would say I'm thinking probably either I think GTA 5 or maybe Red Dead Redemption 2. I would think for like the online video games. So yeah, I can't think of any other. Yeah, then for maybe online ones that I already played, I would say probably the old Lego.com web games. Back in the old day, I would say like 7, 8 years ago, Lego.com had a section where it had a whole bunch of different web games. And oh my gosh, whenever I had time, I would spend hours on there trying out the different games, be it Lego Ninjago, be it Lego City, be it Lego Star Wars, Lego Marvel, all those old Lego web games. I love them. So all of them in general. Though I think I'll probably say the old Lego Ninjago web games where you had to go around collecting like pieces of puzzles or brick build things. That was probably my favorite for web games. And then finally, of course, For board games, I'll probably say Dixit, of course, Terraforming Mars, and yeah, I would say that for sure. Then for maybe like card games, let's see, I think for card games, I would actually probably go with Exploding Kittens. Uno is okay. Harry Potter Uno is a little bit better, but yeah, I would say Exploding Kittens. And then probably for trading card games, I think I really enjoyed Yu-Gi-Oh! Back maybe like 2-3 years ago. But now my Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards are just, Yu-Gi-Oh! Magic the Gathering cards just collecting dust, so I'm probably just going to get rid of them somehow. Alright, next on the list, how do your parents slash friends feel about you having a podcast? Do they support you? From LinkBam34 for the Void Sailors. That's an interesting question. So, in reality, I actually never told my parents that I had a podcast until about, I think, February of 2022. So I essentially kept my podcast a secret from my parents and family for a good four or five months, which came as a shock to them, but they do support it nowadays. For my friends, I did tell them, I think, like, practically from the start. And from the ones that I've told them, I'm pretty sure that they support it. They listen to it a couple times. But yeah, my parents and family do support it. So yeah. Next, also, is it a lot of work slash hard to keep up with the podcast every week and school slash other? Also from LinkBen34. It is difficult. I would definitely say that it is. It's not easy. It's not so difficult that I'm sweating bullets every day recording this, every Thursday recording this. But it definitely does take a good amount of work, especially since I have some extracurriculars and I have school to keep up with. It does take a while because I have to spend the time doing my research on the topics, choosing a topic as well, coming up with how I'm going to explain it, all of that, and then recording it and then adding in some extra music. That doesn't take as long. However, it does take a lot of time and takes a lot of time management to have my school, extracurriculars, personal time, and time to do the podcast, just have it all line up just right. So a couple weeks, yeah, I do get kind of stressed out, and I do have to just not put in as much effort into the episodes, but I do still try and put them out each week. But yeah, it does take a good amount of work. Next up from Best MCC Theorist for the Nether Dwellers, we have, are you a science or a philosophy guy? Also an interesting question. I cannot choose one side, really. I can choose one or the other. I have to go with both. I am a huge geek for knowledge. I mean, I enjoy reading about things. I enjoy finding out random facts. Like, for example, most physics home, like, say, I don't know, random facts, like, most sharks don't go to church on Sundays, for example. That's just a random example that I just pulled out the internet at random. But I truly enjoy knowledge. I enjoy learning about things. I think I had a phase in, I think, 9th grade, where I was extremely obsessed with learning about crime, serial killers, strange unsolved mysteries. I was obsessed with that for, like, maybe half of the year. And it annoyed my friends and my family with that, where I come up with, like, a random fact talking about this grisly crime that happened 50 years ago, something like that. However, I do have to say, philosophy is also a really interesting topic for me to talk about. I am not the best at leading a proper philosophical argument. However, I do enjoy putting out the arguments like that as well. Maybe having a good, just having a good debate with somebody about something. And I just like enjoy, I can't say one or the both. I am a science and philosophy guy best. Next on the list, also from LinkBen34, what made you start the podcast? Was it a dream? So, I guess tying into that is my obsession with knowledge. So I was always interested in knowledge, always wanted to learn more. And then I actually accidentally stumbled upon game theory. And I watched a video by MatPat, and it was the one, Why the Ender Dragons Are Going Extinct video, I believe. And I got intrigued by that, so I started watching game theory more and more. I watched the Minecraft videos, their Mario videos, all of the video, good amount of the videos on that channel, I really enjoyed those theory videos. And then I also got the idea of trying to listen to podcasts instead of listening to music every day. So I looked around for some good podcasts didn't find many at the beginning that I thought that I would be interested in. Then I started looking for Minecraft podcasts, and I stumbled across Dig Straight Down, which I am going to link in the show notes below. And now, Dig Straight Down, the podcast, really inspired me. I listened to about, like, I think over half of it, and then I got the idea, and I was thinking about how would I craft a totem, as you probably know, that it was the very first episode on the show. And I wanted to talk about it somehow, or, like, come up with a way to share my thoughts. I didn't know about maybe online forums or Reddit. I didn't know for any... I didn't know about any Discord service that talked about that. And listening to the podcast, I was like, hey, I should probably start a podcast. Game Theory has a theory channel, as there are some other YouTubers who do that. There are plenty of people that put up podcasts. Why don't I try to do that? And so that's kind of how it came up. It was just a random experiment that I wanted to try. I wasn't sure if I was going to be committed to it. But it is grown from there, and look where I am now. I'm uploading episodes every week with all of this. But yeah, let's see. Next on the list is also from LinkedIn34. Do you think you want to become a podcaster when you're older? That is a bit of an interesting question as well. My ultimate goal, I think, in life, or as a future career, is I want to become a Lego designer and work for Lego in some capacity. Or if not, work for Lego, at least do my own freelancing Lego designing. I want to do something along those lines. However, am I going to start the podcast like that? I have no clue if this is going to be continuing on 5 or 10 years into the future. It might be dead by then. However, for the near future, I am definitely planning on keeping up this podcast to some extent. Maybe the upload schedule will change. Maybe I'll have to have other people replace me at some point in time for various reasons. However, the ultimate plan is for me to be able to continue this podcast on, especially since you guys keep coming up with more theories, and Minecraft keeps putting out more updates. I do think that it's probably best for me to learn more, and also for you guys, that I continue on this podcast for as long as I can. But so yeah, I'm planning to keep the podcast going. Maybe I'll be a podcaster as my hobby. However, I do want to keep it going to some extent. Yet another question from LinkBen34. Do you play any video games? Due to school, I don't play video games as much. And of course, as I said earlier, I don't have any consoles. I've never played any of the big video games ever in my life. I played Among Us a couple times on a Chromebook that I had, but it became so laggy, the textures started breaking, I just got rid of it. So I don't think I really play any video games at this time. I do, I guess, on occasion, hop onto Crazy Shooters too, every now and then, just to try and just to get some energy out, or just to practice some aiming or stuff like that. And then, of course, I do enjoy the daily Wordle, of course, and maybe some other puzzle games. But other than that, I don't do any, I don't do any video games at this time. However, maybe after I graduate high school, maybe I'll be able to start playing video games for real. But yeah, that's it. Next up from Broken Bird. Would you prefer that aliens existed or didn't exist? Okay. Okay. I do believe in... I do believe that aliens exist. I mean, looking at all the knowledge and everything that we know about the universe, aliens do have to exist. And I could probably go off of all the UFO sightings, such as the Phoenix Lights in Arizona, UFO sightings over the pandemic, Area 51 conspiracies. I could go off of that, but going off of, I guess, that and a mixture of all the knowledge and everything that we know about the universe, I am going to say that yes. Let's see. Yeah, I would definitely say that yes, aliens do exist. We just have no proof of that at this time. So, next up on the list, it's kind of like a joke question from the corrupt guardian for the Ocean Walkers. What is your real name? I do not think that I'm going to reveal my real name at this time. I don't think it's worth it. I think it might kind of ruin a couple things with the podcast. No, it might change the things from Shadow to Bob, for example. So it's no longer Shadow is doing the host of the podcast. It's just Bob. So no, I'm not going to, I gotta be careful about this. I'm not going to reveal my real name. Not at this time, at least. Maybe I might have a name reveal in the future. However, nothing at this time. It's too early for that. Next on the list, we have a couple more from the Corrupt Guardian. First one is, what made you pick the gamer name slash alias Shadow? This story is actually, I guess, a little bit funny. So, the story actually goes back, I would say, probably like a good 9 years ago. So, me and my sibling would always play outside with the friends that lived in our backyard. It's like a big community backyard with houses opening up into the back of it. So, and we didn't have the main like big backyard toys such as basketball hoops, trampolines, all of that. We didn't really have that. So we would always come up with these random games. It might have been, we might have played house at one point, hide and seek, toilet tag, movie tag, all of that. But we would also come up with, I guess, what you would call nowadays, role-playing games. And one that we kind of came up with was like a warrior-type war battle thing, where it was like some villain that our friends came up with against the Shadow Warriors, which I kind of came up with. And back in those days, I was like maybe 7, 8 years old. Now I would call myself Blue Eagle as my quote-unquote code name. As I got old, we still kind of abandoned it. However, I guess the term Shadow Warrior always stuck in my head for that reason. So I would always start coming up with various different names, various different stories about the Shadow Warriors. At one point in time, it might have been a story about this strange clan living atop of a mountain that looked over this land and protected it. Other times, it might have been a criminal who calls himself a Shadow Warrior. I think I had like a random idea that kind of went with that, that went about shadow bending, something along those lines. I don't know, it's all over the place, but yeah. So, and then when choosing a host, I guess my host name for the show, I had a couple different ideas. I wanted to try and go with maybe a variant of my own personal name. Okay, I have to be careful not to say it. Maybe a random item. I could have called myself Teacup. Hey everybody, welcome to the End of the Library. My name is Teacup, your host and head librarian. All of that stuff. It didn't really work. And then I remembered how I had Shadow Warriors as a game thing that we had in the past. And yes, I have heard of the video game Shadow Warrior, like Shadow Fight. I don't know for sure. But I decided to just go with Shadow. It was much easier. It was easier to say. It was something that I could get used to. And it felt right to me as well at that time. So that's kind of the story behind the alias Shadow. Are you ever going to do a face reveal? Another, I guess, tense subject. At this point in time, I do not think I'll do a face reveal as well. It just doesn't feel right, I guess, if that makes sense. So instead, though, I am going to say that maybe I'll do a face reveal at 50,000, 100,000 plays, something along those lines. I can't promise a face reveal at any near future. And also, of course, to protect my own privacy. But other than that, who knows? I might do one in the far future. Next up. What made you decide to make a Minecraft podcast even though you've never played the game? Yeah, I've talked about it before. The Game Theory podcast, the Game Theory YouTube, and the Dig Straight Down podcast, which both of those will be linked in the show notes below. How did you get started with the podcast? Kind of explained before, but yeah. I think I got started by trying to find somewhere where I could record my podcast on. I didn't want to record it on like voice memos on my phone. So I started looking around. I stumbled upon another podcast. And that podcast gave a quick little ad or like a sponsor shout out to Anchor.fm. And that's kind of what hopped that. And I went onto that platform. It looked nice. It was extremely simple to use. And that's what I've been using ever since. I've been using Anchor.fm to record my podcasts, and it's been working really well. So that's that. Do you ever plan on actually playing Minecraft? Yep, there is a quick, easy answer for that. Yes, I do plan on playing Minecraft. I don't think it'll happen in the next maybe a couple months at least, if not the next year or so, due to the fact that my parents just won't allow me to have Minecraft, of course, and I want to focus on my studies as well, such as my SATs, my ACTs, getting an associate, something like that. I do want to focus on that first. However, I do think that is probably essential for me at some point in time to play Minecraft to understand the gameplay of it, because it just makes sense to me, and I don't think I probably have the best understanding of the gameplay besides just looking at videos and stuff like that. Let's see. And then, let's see, I think probably when I first started my Minecraft interest was, I'm not quite sure. I think 2013, 2014 maybe I first got interested in Minecraft. That was because I started watching Popular MMOs on YouTube. I don't know how that channel is doing now, but I started out with watching those videos, and slowly kind of grew up from there. Next on the list is, what would you want to say to someone who wanted to start making content, Minecraft or otherwise? So I guess a couple pieces of advice for that one. I think for the first piece of advice is, if you want to do Minecraft or any other different area for content, make sure that you're like interested in that area, or you want to actually do it. Because, for example, if I did not want to do Minecraft, and say I wanted to cover, quantum physics, let's just say that. I'm interested in quantum physics. I don't think I would want to do it like all the time. So choose a topic that you feel comfortable with talking about or making content about. That's the first piece of advice, I would say. The second piece of advice is definitely more serious. It is commitment. If you are planning on making content, I'm just going to say Minecraft to stick with that, you have to be committed to it in some extent. You can't put it off for week after week after week and then just glue everything together randomly and just put it out. You have to put in the effort and try your hardest to try and make the content either good or make the content so that you're satisfied with it. Because what if I didn't make my podcast by recording it? Maybe I just recorded it on voice memos, coming up with random stuff on the spot, and then just put it out there. It wouldn't go well. People wouldn't like it. So you have to put in the effort into it. If you're not going to put in the effort, you're not going to do as well, or you're not going to be satisfied with your results. And I would say probably the third one is, what would I say? I think I'm probably going to say probably the last piece of advice is, don't stress too much about it. Yeah, sure, you have to be comfortable with the topic that you choose to make content on. There has to be commitment, and you have to put in the effort, but don't stress about it too much. If you stress about it, sooner or later, that stress is going to come down on you, and it's not going to be the best for you. If you're going to stress about, oh no, I have to put out a Minecraft video in a couple of days, and I don't have anything ready for it. You start stressing out, maybe you start stressing that people aren't going to like something, maybe they won't like your content, maybe they won't like your face or something like that. You start stressing out, and the stress is going to build up, and eventually everything is going to collapse. So if you have to take a break from it, go ahead, take a break from it, relax from it. Your community will most likely understand. I mean, you're human too. So yeah, those are my three pieces of advice. A, choose something that you're comfortable with doing. If you're going to do something that you're not comfortable with, it's not going to work out. You're not going to enjoy it. Be comfortable with it and enjoy what you're going to make. Second of all, be committed and put in the effort into what you're going to do. And the third, of course, don't stress about it too much. It's probably just a hobby unless you're going to pursue it at some other future point in time. But yeah, that's it for that question. Next is the last two questions are from JMF33. First one is, when you see a problem in your community, what do you do about it? I don't see problems in my community as well. I would say that. The problems of the community, I can't say problems. Because there is, of course, going to be somebody who has a different opinion from one person or another. I encourage debates and debating your opinion on something like that. However, I don't see a problem in my community. However, if we're talking about the Discord server specifically, I would say the best way to deal with the problem, try and deal with the problem, is either stop it or de-escalate it, figure out the source of the problem, and then deal with it as how I see fit on the server. And then, of course, the last one is, of course, what got you interested in Minecraft theory since you never played Minecraft? Already been asking before with game theory, podcasting, Minecraft YouTubers, all that in general, and then of course my friends playing Minecraft. And then of course we have, I believe, yeah, we have one last problem, which is kind of a Discord, I guess, themed question, which is also from Fudgyboy, who asks, are you fluent in 32-ish languages, or do you know words in 32-ish languages? So for those of you who might not know the context, I have sung in a choir. I can't say which one. However, in that choir, I have sung in various different languages. It might have been Spanish. I think there was Spanish. There was some Nordic, Scottish, Welsh, Hossa. No, I think I said it right. Hossa. Yeah, Hossa. There was that. There were a couple others. There was Maori. Let's see. I think there was Japanese at some point. Swahili, so on and so forth. But yeah, I don't talk fluently in 32-ish languages. I'm gonna make that clear. I can't do that. I know a good amount of, I know some words in various different languages, and I know how to speak fluently in English, Russian. I'm currently studying Japanese. So yeah, that hopefully answers your question, Fudgy Boy. But yeah, anyways, very good questions from all of you, and I'm glad that I answered them. So coming up next, we have a discussion about expanding the podcast Minecraft inclusion, and I guess some messages from some guests. All right, let's get to it. So what did I mean by including other Minecraft areas? So essentially, this podcast has mainly been talking about vanilla Minecraft, so Minecraft Java and some elements of Minecraft Bedrock. However, I do think that this podcast could look at other, I guess, Minecraft platforms, because they do have a ton of different elements in them that don't exist in Java or Bedrock like that in general. I don't mean mods. What I'm talking about is like maybe Minecraft Earth, which does no longer exist, maybe Minecraft Educational, maybe also, say, Minecraft Dungeons. I was going to have a speaker come on from Minecraft Dungeons, but unfortunately, they weren't able to make it. However, what are your guys' opinions? Do you think I should cover one or more of those areas? So once again, Minecraft Earth, Minecraft Educational, and Minecraft Dungeons. And next on the list, we do have a message coming in from Best MCC Theorist, or Best for the Nether Dwellers, on Minecraft Story Mode. Here we go. The following message is a typed up message sent in by Best, will be read by me, your host Shadow. And they'll be talking, of course, about Minecraft Story Mode. So beware of spoilers if this is what you're afraid of. Starting now. Hello everyone, I am Best, sort of Best MCC Theorist, and I come from the Ender Library Discord server. I'm a guest today for today's episode. First of those, Shadow, congrats on 10k, thank you so much. May this be the first of many milestones. In the Discord server, I'm known for making way too big essays like theories, so I'll try to make this as short as possible. Spoiler alert, no, it's not short. So, I've been summoned here to talk about Minecraft Story Mode, now will be referred to as MCSM, and its importance in the general Minecraft lore. Remember, though, that what I'm going to go through now is not all proven facts, but contains a lot of theorizing and speculations. First, we need to understand how its story connects with Minecraft, or at least how I see it. This might be a familiar concept to you if you are interested in the Five Nights at Freddy novels. So, MCSM as a game doesn't make any direct connections to MCSM when seen from a timeline perspective, but works like foreshadowing of sorts, mainly into what has already happened in Minecraft before Steve and what might come after. Now let's go through Season 1 main game, so spoiler alert, it consists of 4 episodes, in which we get this story. Once upon a time, there were the Order of a Stone, a team of 5 which conquered the world and were seen as heroes. Their greatest achievement was killing the Ender Dragon. These 5 were Soren the Architect, Leader, Gabriel the Warrior, Magnus the Rogue, Elagard the Redstone Engineer, and Eivor. After these 5 killed the Ender Dragon, they separated from each other. Gabriel was going from town to town, showing off his power. Soren went to the End to build a base there and study the Endermen. He actually played music with them to see how they react, and even gave them blueprints to, as quoted by him, make them remember, which proves that the Endermen once were something more. Magnus established a Boomtime, a city of griefers. Elagard established Redstonia, a city for the smartest of the smartest engineers. And lastly, Ivor was removed from the team because he wasn't feeling great with what the team had done and was eventually forgotten by everyone in the world. What does that mean? Well, the Order spread myths about themselves and their epic battle against the dragon. Well, in reality, what really happened is that they made a command block and used it against Jean, the dragon. Fast forward X years into the future, and now Ivor is ready to take his revenge. Having found the command block and three wither skulls, he summoned a wither-like creature during one of Gabriel's shows. This creature was a normal wither, and as he grew bigger, every time he destroyed stuff and progressively covering the command block deeper in his chest. The monster, or the Witherstorm, as this was its name, started destroying the world, and here's where the main character comes in. Jesse and his friends. I'm not going to go through every move, as there's no real meaning in the lore. So basically, they went around the world reuniting Magnus with Elagard and Sorn. But the best is where Gabriel the Warrior, he's dead, he got sucked in by the Witherstorm, turned into a statue. That actually doesn't happen in every playthrough, depending on the dialogue decisions the player makes, but not as a canon thing. So they end up making a super bomb and nuking the Witherstorm. In the beginning, it seemed dead, and everyone in that had been turned into a statue began to turn human again. When the command block reactivated, and the creature resurrected now had been multiplied by the having body three bodies with three heads each. After that, Ivor decided to help and took Jesse's group all the way to the Farlands, where his lab was. There they used a super enchant that turned a diamond tool of choice into a lot more powerful. When they returned to the Witherstorm, there was a strong coiled portal that they saw, that the Endermen had come back to the overworld and were tearing the Witherstorm apart. So Jesse did the only reasonable thing and launched himself in the monster's stomach through an Enderman, digged hole using a TNT cannon. In there, he found and broke the command block and so killed the monster. Whoof. Some interesting details. 1. In Episode 2, if you decide to go to Red Stony instead of Boomtown, you end up being very close to making a command block before the Witherstorm arrives and kills everyone, destroying the whole city. And of course, this is a PG game, by the way. Number 2. In Episode 1, Jesse's friend Petra gets hit by the Witherstorm and remains very sick till the creature dies. Something like the normal Wither effect, but on steroids. Number 3. In an episode, you do end up making a super TNT, which implies that the actual crafting book is much bigger than we might think. Now, let's go back to the thing I said in the beginning about how the game works. So when the Order goes to the Obsidian Pillars are already there, Endermen already there, which means they must be in Steve's generation. Absolutely true, but I think the game also shows what could have happened to the original Ancient Builders. In other words, the Witherstorm is probably what killed the Ancient Builders. That's maybe why the Endermen find so much anger against the Witherstorm. If I didn't forget anything, that's why the Season 1 base game. Now, this is already a big message, so let's blast through Season 1 DLC and Season 2. Whew. Anyways, let's see. In Season 1, there's a DLC where Jesse finds a strange portal that leads him eventually to a corridor full of other portals. This place has a door to every place in the multiverse, and this is the point where the canon becomes uncertain. As we see, Jesse goes to like a murder mystery, spleef, and skyblock. So from the DLC, the only thing you shall know are the followings. 1. There is a land under the skyblock void. 2. There is a multiverse. Whew, Season 2 now. Going through as fast as I can again, so I might lose some stuff. Jesse finds himself, this time in an ancient wormhole-type thing, deep underground that got a strange prismarine gauntlet to his hand. This eventually leads him to a custom-like ocean monument where he finds the structure block, a block that was once used by the gods to create cities in an instant. So him finding that wakes up the admin, the god of this world, and the next. Safe to say that the admin was very mad and chased Jesse all the way back to his city. After finally taking him down, the admin drops a clock that can change the time of the day before he came back in a different form. Blah blah blah, this goes on like this for some time really before we finally learn that the truth that there were once three admins, but the two turned against the current admin whose real name is Romeo. The others were Zara, who got imprisoned by Romeo, and Friend, who was ended by Romeo. Also, neither of the three were born gods, but somehow got their powers, and we have no clue how. So, what do we get from Season 2? First, that there are in fact gods out there. Most importantly, a thing that I've talked about before, the bedrock floor / ceilings. In Episode 5, Romeo gets too upset by Jesse trying to stop him, and builds a bedrock ceiling above the overworld and creates a new world on top. So, that probably means that our nether once was an old overworld that the admin buried under our overworld. And that is it, right? No, there is so much more, but not enough time, so it'll have to be it for now. Anyways, it's been an honor to be a guest here, and thanks for having me. Whew. Thank you so much, Best MCC Theorist, for sending in the submission. And of course, same question back to you guys as the listeners. Do you think that I should cover Minecraft Story Mode as well as all the other previously mentioned Minecraft platforms? I'll leave that up to you guys. And anyways, onto onto an announcement by me and our another special guest, Chill Frog. Right, now let's welcome yet another guest for this episode, going by the name Chill Frog. Say hello, Chill Frog.
Hello, pleasure to be here.
Right, so Chill Frog and I are here to make a small announcement about something we have begun working on that I think you guys might enjoy. So, the plan is for the Ender Library to have a official website of sorts. Now, the plan is like in the very first stages of design. But, however, what do you think some good features for this website will be, Chill Frog?
Well, I'm thinking, for starters, we'll have a suggestion form, you know, for theories and that sort of thing. So, you know, Shadow can easily look at all of your cool theories and stuff like that in a nice place. Not really having too many emails and that sort of thing. So there'll definitely be a suggestion form.
Right, good. Anything else, maybe?
Yes, I'm thinking that there'll be some kind of Discord integration. I'm a little unsure on this, but I'm thinking that possibly there'll be some form of that. So,
right, sounds good.
I don't know if maybe like someone goes to the website, it might say something on Discord or vice versa. I don't know. Or if like a new person joins Discord, it might say something on the website. So that's what I'm kind of thinking. So, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that actually sounds like a pretty good idea. It's probably good. We could probably try and figure something out with that along the way. Yeah, is that it for now? We can always come up with more. For now?
Yes. For now, I think it's probably it. I mean, there's definitely going to be, I'm thinking, easy ways to get to the newest podcasts and that sort of thing. So
of course,
you can
easily like
just go to the website, take a look at it, and bada boom, bada bam. So yeah.
Right, of course. Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, I think all those features are pretty good. And of course, we're still planning on everything, figuring out the details. However, we are hoping to have the website probably launched. We're thinking sometime either in June or July, maybe August at latest, depending on how things go. And also with this website, it does come up with a big question of, I have had this question come up before of whether I want to monetize my podcast. Now, personally, I did not want to monetize the podcast itself because it would have probably messed up with people listening to it or disrupted their, I guess, listening experience. So for you listeners, I am putting this, I guess, question out. Do you want me to monetize my podcast? And if so, how would it work? Because if I monetize it, say, on the podcast platform, I will be inserting ads into the episode itself, which I honestly don't want to do to disrupt your listening experience. Maybe it could be a Patreon that I might do, or it might be like, I don't know, if it's something really cool, like a donations box on the website for some reason. But that's all in the future. Once again, thanks so much, Chill Frog, for joining me in the segment.
Yes, of course. And, you know, once again, the website's planning is in early development, so yet to be seen. So, yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And continuing on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 10K special episode of the Ender Library Podcast. My name is Shadow, the host and head librarian on the show. First of all, I can't believe that I'm actually making this episode. As of April 8th, 2022, almost 7 months to the dot from the launch date of the podcast had reached 10,000 plays. I cannot thank all of you listeners enough for this great achievement that I got and for all the support that you guys have shown this podcast over the months. I mean, to show the improvement, the first week of the podcast, when I launched the trailer, I got 8 listens. Since the release of last week's episode, we have passed 950 listens in 1 week, which is mind-blowing to me. But anyways, I should get on track. Today's episode is going to be packed with some various different segments, including a Q&A, some announcements, some discussions with guests, and more. So, sit tight, grab a drink and a snack, and enjoy the show!